Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
7:25. Ladies and gentlemen, I need just a moment here. I saw one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life, Al. Billy King, new co-host here at WIP.
Yeah.
While seated here with us in the studio, watched his lovely children get on the school bus.
Nice.
Oh. He's got a surveillance camera at his mansion. Right? Billy, you gotta he watched the kids get on the bus.
He's got a they got right on in front of the house. That's great.
No, but no, you what do you mean it's great? If your parents had a surveillance camera on your where you grew up,
I'd have been they find, a long time.
And you know what Billy tells me? It records.
Where have you been? Almost every house in the city has one of these.
Well, I don't have one.
Well, you should.
You can get it through it.
For what?
Xfinity for people breaking it. In. The doorbell thing takes a picture.
Doorbell ring or Xfinity has it.
So yeah. If your kids, when they got older, did something inappropriate or not right, you would have a tape of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But you don't think the kids are smart enough to get out of range of the camera?
Yeah. Al, I'll tell you right now, if they had that when you were around, you would have ended up in an orphanage.
I would have shot the camera out.
Lie with us, Lee. I bet he does this stuff too. He's very high tech. Our football expert, the great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, I got to tell you, I'm having some bad experiences with those things, those Ring video doorbells.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I was supposed to, I was going to pick up my daughters at art class at 6 o'clock yesterday, and we have like 6 of them now. We have them all over the house, every entryway. So yesterday, my wife says, "Where'd you go at 4:20 yesterday?" Because she can see that I'm leaving.
No,
because there's a couple on the there's a couple on my garage, so she can see when my car leaves. And I was like, I got a massage, which I did.
You
and
did?
I shouldn't feel bad about it, but it is a little weird that like she's you know, because I normally wouldn't need to leave to pick up my daughters from art class till 5:45, but I got an hour massage from 4:30 to 5:30.
All right, hold on
a minute, it was lovely,
Ross.
By the way.
Ross, yeah. I have a follow-up question on behalf of your wife. Was Robert Kraft there?
That's not right, Angelo.
No.
Right. Ross, let's get...
Not that kind of massage parlor.
Hey, Ross, a lot of people in the city of Philadelphia this week became like film critics or art critics, and they watched the Eagles win 31-6, and they weren't happy with it. What did you see when you watched the Eagles easily handle the Jets?
Well, I think what happens is after they beat the Packers, the way they did, where everything was humming, especially offensively, undefeated team, on the road, primetime, all that stuff, I think people just got so excited, Angelo, and the expectations then got really high. Then you fast forward to Sunday, they're playing a terrible team. They got off to a 14-0 lead, so they're all fired up. All right, defensive touchdown, offensive touchdown. And then it was just kind of blah. It was like the Eagles were in a funk. Almost every series, it felt like one of the guys, and I'm sure this is what Kelsey told you, but took turns either getting a penalty or missing a block, and they just kind of bogged down. I would say a couple things. One is, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to score like 35, 40, 45 points. And number two, the Jets' defense is good. I mean, as bad as their offensive line is, as terrible as their quarterback situation is, and as heinous as Adam Gase is as a coach, their defense is still pretty decent, and it's hard to move the ball. But I just think people have really high expectations for the Eagles. They moved the ball so well against that good Packers defense that they were expecting more, and they were just kind of let down.
Well, one of the things that Jason did say is that the Lane Johnson holding penalty was not a penalty. And you were an offensive lineman. You never really know for sure, do you? Every game is different. Every ref is different, isn't it, Ross?
Well, you know what the rules say.
Yeah.
And you know what you've been taught. And I can distinctly remember, Angelo, in 04 playing for the Buffalo Bills, and I got called for a hold. And I said to the umpire, I said, that's a terrible call. Just so you know, I held him the two plays before that, but I did not hold him right there. You know what I mean? But to your point, that is that does happen sometimes. I think we've talked about this before. I just don't understand what Al Riveron or Goodell or whoever has told these officials. When in doubt, guys, don't throw the flag.
Yep.
Nobody wants more flags. Nobody would have noticed the Lane Johnson thing. He did not hold the guy. It's just really, really annoying because you see it every game, and I don't know a soul that wants more flags or thinks that ticky-tack penalties should be called. Literally nobody.
Great comment. All right, Ross, one major development has happened since the game on Sunday, and believe it or not, Doug Peterson just revealed it on our show Monday morning. Jordan Howard is the principal running back now. He's going to get more carries than Miles Sanders because he's demonstrated more. All right. He's a whole different kind of runner than Sanders. From our offensive lineman's point of view, is it easier to block for a guy like Howard who's, you know, north-south, or a guy like Sanders who's more of a finesse runner?
So you want to know something that always blows people's mind?
Yeah.
I never even used to know who the running back was behind me in the huddle.
Really?
Like when I was in Buffalo, we had a good rotation with Travis Henry and Willis McGahee. And until the play was over and I went and helped them up or whatever, I didn't look behind me to see who the running back was. I mean, ultimately, you're blocking it the same way either way. To your point, you probably would rather have a guy like Jordan Howard that's going to hit the ball where it's supposed to go and grind out the yards that are there and maybe a couple extra. Because as an offensive lineman, if Miles Sanders like bounces it outside and has a big run, you don't really get credit for that. It's like people always say to me, hey, would you rather have like a scrambling quarterback like Michael Vick or a Peyton Manning type? It's always a Peyton Manning type. You want to know where the guy is, and you want him to get the ball, rid of the ball quickly. Probably the same thing for a running back. But just as an aside, I think they're doing it right. You know, Miles is so good in the passing game.
Yeah.
He's done a nice job blocking. Nobody can cover him out of the backfield. You don't want to get – so the only concern would be, and they know this, you don't want to get too predictable where it's like, okay, Jordan Howard's in, it's a run.
Yeah.
Miles Sanders in, it's a pass. So they'll mix it up enough, and you don't even want to have a strong tendency like that. But Sanders is so good in the passing game, none of these linebackers can cover him, and Howard's a good runner. I mean, it's crazy that a guy that was as productive as Jordan was the first 3 years. When I go on in Chicago, all they ever told me all offseason was how slow he is and how much he stinks. Meanwhile, I think he'd still be the Bears' best running back right now.
Oh, without a doubt. All right, Ross, the next thing I got to ask you about, it's really a weird situation that's developed. And basically, what's going on right now with Fletcher Cox. The Eagles had 10 sacks in the game on Sunday and zero by their all-pro defensive tackle. And Jim Schwartz took up the cause for him. Listen to what he said about how much Cox helped. Listen to this.
Rodney's interception was all Fletch. Fletch had everything, and I'd much rather have the interception there than a sack. I mean, all due respect to Fletch. I know he'd rather have the sack, but I said before, being around the cornerback causes a high percentage of takeaways, and you saw that.
That's a cover-up, Ross. Fletch is still not playing great. You with me?
He's playing better. He's playing better. And I would encourage you, Fran Duffy from the Eagles does a great job on social media. He posts video clips, and he had several good clips of Fletcher Cox. He's getting better. I don't think he's still quite where he was last year, but he is getting better, which is a good sign. And I think that'll probably just keep happening.
Good.
I think he's going to get in better shape as it goes and knock the rust off a little bit. I will say this. They did a very good thing of moving Brandon Graham inside to rush the passer from D-tackle because with no Malik Jackson, no Jernigan, they have to do that. And that actually lets them get some of these young guys. Remember how freaked out everybody was all offseason about the D-ends? I mean, I think Deshaun Hall played like 4 snaps and had a sack. Josh Sweat only played like 12 snaps and had a sack.
Yep.
These young guys are coming. So they should rush Brandon inside, and they should continue to get these young guys some snaps on the edge. They're making plays.
All right, now I'm going to need your pick, but before you do that, I got to talk for a second about the setting. Because a lot of these Eagles are walking into the building where they last appeared they won a Super Bowl, right? You walk in, you feel that feeling again, right, Ross? Doesn't that help them to be at a place where they had their greatest triumph?
Well, I never got past the divisional round.
No, no one is taking my theme here.
Oh, you're right.
You know what,
even
Andrew?
Kelce said it was garbage.
Well, you know what, Andrew? I really don't know. I mean, does it go in there and it brings back positive vibes and they play well?
Yeah.
Or does it have them reminisce about what happened a couple years ago and they're not as focused? I don't know.
The first thing you said.
Well, I don't know if that's the case or that to be true. Let's hope it is. I like the theory, Angelo.
All right, Ross, who's going to win this game? Because it's really, this could go either way. What do you feel on this one?
Totally agree that it could go either way. I like the Eagles if they were healthy, but I just don't like where they're at with corner. Now, in fairness, Scandrick made some plays. I thought Craig James did some positive things. It's like the Jets didn't even try to take advantage of these corners. But not knowing Deshaun's status, that really hurts the offense. And then more importantly, the Vikings, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, are really good. And the Eagles' corners right now, still kind of a mash unit. I think it's a toss-up, Angelo. I'll go with the Vikings because of the injury stuff and that they're playing at home. 24-23, Minnesota.
Oh, good. Why don't you break our hearts with a one-point loss, too,
Jeez.
Ross?
Okay,
oh,
you're
hurt.
Right. You're right. 47-10, Vikings.
Ross, we love you, Ross. Be well, my friend. Be well. Ross Tucker. A one-point loss, that stays with you forever.
You get the points. I'm betting the Eagles. I win.
All right, 888-729-9900. Lots of your calls when we come back. Al, we're going to play this because that was a great thing you remembered. That Brett Brown was not the least bit impressed with Ben's three.
Yeah.
But when they had their first practice, you would have thought they won the championship. We're going to contrast the two comments and get Billy King's thought on it. Don't be shocked if Billy doesn't lash out at Brett Brown. WIP Sports Time is 7:37.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.